The 2015 scouting combine continues from Indianapolis. We are in the bowels of Lucas Oil Stadium. Look who we ran into, Mr. Mike Mayock.
We didn't just run into you. You guys trapped me right here. Come on, let's be honest.
And we actually want to know where you're going to dinner tonight, because we're going to come sit at your table and we want to have a nice steak. It's our last night here.
Dude, not happening.
All right. We'll talk business. We're at number 11.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
What kind of player are we going to get there?
Oh, I think you're going to get a real good player. Just depends what direction you want to go. I mean, some of it depends on whether or not you have Adrian Peterson. You know, you got to answer that question first. There are two potential first-round running backs that are pretty special, and we haven't gone as high as number 11 for a running back in a long time, but Gurley and Gordon are both exceptional tailbacks. I think there's some edge guys in this draft, some corners and wide receivers, all of which would be very intriguing, but you'd have to tell me which position you think in free agency, and we don't really know what's happening yet. But I think at 11 you're going to get a really good football player.
A versatile defender.
At what position?
Sub-package position.
I'd love to see you get an edge guy, you know, and you're talking about the top. My top three are Dante Fowler, Shane Ray, and Randy Gregory. I'm not sure any of those three are going to be left at 11. However, one of them could be, depending on how things fall. But even beyond that, there's some exceptional edge guys throughout the draft. So I think you could get somebody at 11 or in the second or third round.
All right, we'll see you at St. Elmo's.
Sounds good, pal.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.